is the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1302, dated Chavez Kislev, Tavshimid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So here the Rebbe is responding on the letter, which was written on the Motzei Shabbos Kodesh Toldos, in which the person is asking the Rebbe a path, how should he begin studying Chassidus, and whether there is a organized booklet as far as the teaching of Chassidus, according to way the evolution, how everything works in the Kabbalah, you know that. So the Rebbe says, number one, as far as giving you a order of how to start to learn, that's very difficult to respond without having knowledge, knowing your capabilities, and which type of learning draws you more, which one, and how much you know till now in Chassidus. So it's hard to sort of just tell you. But a general response, which in most of the cases is fitting, is that in addition to studying the Tanya, you should study the Derech Mitzvosecha. That's the which is also called the Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Tzemach Tzedek. And just as the study in all other portions of the Torah, the first time around, don't stop to try to understand every word and every extra word. Don't get caught up on some of the details, but just getting a general idea of what's going on. And when you learn in such a way, in a quick way, once or twice, and then you have somewhat knowledge, even though it may be a superficial one, but then it's encompassing many various different topics, so then you are able to further look into the various different the ideas and the words exactly to get more in the details to elaborate in the mimer in the Chassidus. Number two, if you ask a question, is there a book in Chassidus that explains the order of the evolution Ishtalshalus? So that is the Sefer called the Shar HaYichud for the Mittler Rebbe, and over there in the beginning he also explains about how one should meditate and reflect on Hashem. And number three, there's a verse that says God has created man straight. God made man straight. But they have sought many various different calculations. He says, for many, many generations, people would study Torah without going into many various calculations. In what way should you organize the study that it should be most successful and to fit it in with the rules of pedagogy, of education, etc., etc. There is new philosophy that have come, and they very deeply dwell in the organization and the various different kinds of tricks, how to... And the results of these new kinds of approaches is just the opposite from what was hoped, seemingly. We hoped from them, because in the earlier generations there was a great desire to learn Torah without too much trying to figure out. People were just studying Torah, and the knowledge of Torah was great, also in quantity and also in quality. People were very learned. As opposed to when we study, even after we put in all these rules and all these various different kinds of ways, the people that learn have become less, diminished, less people are studying. And also, those who do, their desire to learn has become diminished as well. And the similar way is also with the learning of Chassidus. The most appropriate way is not to look too much calculations, but to learn and to learn again, and not to look at the clock and to say, oh, make a calculation. How much ideas did I grasp in this hour? Or, and when you will go ahead and turn around and again, and you review, and you'll go back and turn over again the learning of Chassidus. You know, you go through and through, over and over again. So then, automatically, your mind and heart will become refined, and they will become fitting vessels to receive the light of the teaching of Chassidus, and mainly also the Moir, the luminary in it. Number four, it's known in the Rambam, in Yad, for the Rambam, in the Ein Hilchos B'Kavoyos, that he hints over there as far as the immersion, when he talks about the immersion in the mikveh, he says that what it really hints to is a person should immerse himself in the proper kind of mind. You know, your mind should be immersed in proper ideas, and from this we learn, just like what is considered a kosher immersion, you have to have the water floating over your head. So when do the proper ideas, which is the Hasidic teaching in this case, when do they impact you? If they flow beyond your head, which means that they're beyond the power of the intellect and your knowledge, which means that you put away, you nullify your intellect and your knowledge in the ideas, in the correct ideas. And basically the Rebbe is saying to him, don't try to grasp everything. He lets you just throw yourself into this and let it cover you. Let the ideas overtake you. Let them overflow you, like in the immersion of the mikveh. May Hashem succeed and help you that you'll have complete Yirah Shamayim, and you will add more strength in the mitzvah of tzedakah, which the Alter Rebbe promises in Torah in the beginning, that your mind and your heart become purified a thousand times as much. Look in the Kutatur of the Parsha on this Maimer, that when we talk about thousand times, we mean actually literally thousand times, not in a way of an exaggeration or a melitza. So he says, in a little bit of time, but quantity of time, not too much time, but with a lot of attention, you'll be successful in your study, and you will also fit to the learning of Torah as it should be. I'm sure Rabbi says that you're taking part in the Fabrengen of the Festival of Fez Yutis Kislev, and I would be interested to know your decisions, the good decisions during this auspicious time about loving the fellow Jew, loving the Torah, and loving Hashem. As far as the hours of studying Nigla and Chassidus, look into the booklet of Eitz Chaim in chapter 22 through 25, Bibracha. So here you have, perhaps, I'm just saying, is somebody who, from the outside, was trying to get from the Rebbe guidance, and he wanted to make it more into sort of almost like an intellectual study, and you know, exactly everything should be fitting, and he wanted to know what could be accomplished, how to do this, and basically the Rebbe gives him some of the directions, but the Rebbe basically says all the ideas of trying to figure out how and what and when don't really accomplish. The more people gave them the abilities to various different philosophies, but the learning, the people stopped learning less and not as interested as much, even though we have all kinds of... It's really amazing also to see that today we have all various kinds. We have computer programmers to teach Gemara, and we have all kinds of stuff to teach various different things, and children are learning. So what does it mean? Does it mean we are just not smart? Like, are we just not smart? But the Rebbe seems to imply that, you know, too much. What I saw, I mean, I don't want to add this to the other, but what I saw is that people sort of box in their own minds because they don't think, they limit themselves what they could know, and the expectation is very low from ourselves and from our teachers, and that's why we produce very little.
I saw this vividly, you know, I went to yeshiva, when I went to France in yeshiva, and I saw over there younger boys, maybe 10, 11 years old, they were starting Talmud with Rashi. Over here, they, in the United States, they barely know how to read by 10, 11, you know, they don't even, and I said, what does it mean? Over there, and everybody's smart, they're just geniuses over there, and here, you know, there's a different expectation over there, so I'm thinking, so the approach, I think, from the Rebbe over here is throw yourself into it. Don't sit and look at the clock. Be interested in the, don't look at the time, what you accomplish. No, just study the subject, and then you'll be successful.